A pair of Republican lawmakers want to allow a certain group of people to carry a concealed weapon wherever they go, even into gun-free zones, such as schools, daycares, and courthouses. Representative Larry Householder of Glenford says that restriction should be lifted for off-duty peace officers.
They're trained professionals that know how to deal with horrid circumstances. And quite frankly, I think it's in their best interest and the best interest of the public for them to use their expertise off duty as well as on.
Laws that weaken gun-free zones are not new at the State House, such as a provision allowing anyone with a concealed carry permit to carry in these areas marked as gun-free. Part of the problem, according to Householder, is that the signs declaring a place as free of any weapons makes it a target for anyone who wants to carry out an attack.
They're generally cowards. They don't want to be faced with a firearm themselves. And their biggest fear is either a law enforcement officer or a citizen that is armed and trained and law-abiding.
But Householder met resistance from House committee members during a hearing for his bill. Democratic Representative David Leland of Columbus says property owners have made a personal decision to not allow firearms on their grounds.
That have signs up that say no guns allowed in these particular premises. We're going to allow them to ignore those particular signs put up by people in private property and still carry their weapons into those places of business.
We trust these people every single day to go into these stores, go into these areas that are gun-free while they are on duty. And all we're saying with this legislation is while they're off duty, they're allowed to go into those areas just the same as if they were on duty.
Leland also asked Householder and his fellow Republican Representative Laura Lanise of Grove City, a co-sponsor, about the definition of a peace officer. As Leland points out, that definition covers a wide array of officials, from natural resources to taxation.
You have a lot of people that otherwise some people might not think would be fall into a definition of peace officers. Do you envision all of those people being covered under this legislation?
These people have been thoroughly vetted, thoroughly trained, and will likely be in a lot of the scenarios where we would like to have on hands people to be able to respond to an incident that might arise.
Previous bills that allow certain individuals to bring their guns into gun-free zones have been thwarted. A major opponent to such bills is the Ohio Chamber of Commerce, which says it believes they undermine business and property owners who've chosen to ban weapons. And while Householder says the public would be grateful to have an armed, trained officer in the event of an attack, Leland says those property owners have assessed the risk and have made their choice.
I think it's up to the individual to make that decision. I mean, this is still a free country the last time I looked. And I'm always concerned when government tramples on the rights of individuals. And right now, this bill would be trampling on the rights of people and their private property.
The bill had its first hearing in committee. No word yet on if it's on track to move forward in the near future. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.